हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। वर्स् नंबर 14। अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यादन्न संभवः यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यः यज्ञः कर्म समुद्भवः। कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षर समुद्भवं तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्म नित्यम् त्यं यज्ञे प्रतिष्ठितम्। सो इन दीज टू वर्सेस भगवान फर्स्ट प्रेजेंस द कनेक्शन ऑफ एवरी इंडिविजुअल ह्यूमन बीइंग विद द वर्ल्ड व्हिच इज द नेचर व्हिच इज ईश्वरा। देयरफॉर वन्स एक्शंस, one's life, one's behavior, everything must be in conformity with the universal order. One's life should be lived in harmony with the order. So living in one's life in tune with the universal natural moral law and order is in fact living one's life having surrendered one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. And this living one's life in conformity with dharma, having surrendered one's will to Bhagavan in the form of order, is living one's life without disturbing the ecological balance. Living one's life in conformity with dharma is the only way of contributing for maintaining the ecological balance. That is how the survival of the universe itself is possible. Which means, if a person individual has to survive in the world peacefully, relatively, the universe must survive. For the universe to survive, so individual survival is dependent on the survival of the total. So individual survival is dependent on the survival of the world. For the world to survive, this nature has to be preserved. Ecological balance has to be maintained. And there's no way of maintaining the ecological balance without living one's life in harmony, in tune with the universal order. Therefore, Bhagavan shows here the connection. Even if a person is not interested in jnanam or moksha also, but even a basic survival in this world, one has to see that one lives one's life without disturbing the universal order. Otherwise, we will be provoking Mother Nature's anger. when the anger is provoked, we can see her anger expressed in the form of tempests and the tsunamis and floods and drought. All sorts of natural calamities are expressions of anger caused by Samashti Parabdha also. It is always said to be Samashti Parabdha. So, and it is possible to contribute for sort of maintaining this ecological balance only if a person lives a life of Karma Yoga. Because living a life of Karma Yoga is a life, is nothing but living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas. Therefore, Bhagavan presents this connection in these two verses. All the physical forms are born of food, and the food is available because of the mercy of rains. Parjanyat anna sambhavaha. And rains itself, rains can happen only in every phenomenon functions in the proper order, then rains also can happen. So timely rains, adequate quantity of rains, appropriate quantity of rains, and then purposeful, meaningful, useful rains will be possible only if this order is maintained. For which one needs yajnat bhavati parjanyaha. We saw this yesterday itself. So rain can happen only if a person accumulates punyam. And yajna, by living a worshipful life, one can accumulate punyam. Yajnat bhavati parpunyam. As a result of the punyam, one can have rains. And yajna karma samudbhavaha. Punyam can be earned. Punyam can be earned by performing the rituals. Para ritual means by living a life of Karma Yoga. Karma Samudbhavaha. And is Karma Brahmodbhavam. And is Karma, the knowledge of the rituals, the know-how of the rituals, etc., we understand, get from the Veda Shastram. So Brahma Udbhavam, with the Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. Veda Shastram, known as Brahma, known by the expression Brahma, is from directly from Bhagavan, Sakshat Brahma, Paramatma. Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam, the imperishable Ishvara, the source of the Vedic wisdom. And Tasmat Sarvagatam Brahma. Therefore, what? The Brahma, the Veda Shastram, always known as Brahma, which is as a only source of knowledge, absolute wisdom, only source of absolute knowledge, being the revealer of all knowledge, knowledge of the truth of the individual, truth of the universe, truth of Ishvara. It pervades everything. The Sarva Sarvagatam, one more meaning also is there. Veda Shastram is in the form of a sound. And Akashaha, the space, sound is the attribute of the space. Shabda Gunavan Akashaha, Shabda Gunakaha Akashaha. Space is said to be, space is all pervasive, and is all pervasive space endowed with the attribute of sound. Shabda Gunakaha, Shabda Gunavan Akashaha. Therefore, just as space is all pervasive, and the Shabda, the attribute of the space also is all pervasive. And Veda Shastram consists of statements formed of sounds. The entire Veda Shastram is said to be Shabda Shastram, because the sounds, the words, you know, sounds, all the words are, you know, sounds, and sounds being the attribute of the Akasha is there in the Akasha invisibly, imperceptibly. Imperceptibly sounds are there pervading everywhere. Therefore, Veda Shastram, consisting of words, also is in the form of pranavaha, in the form of shabda, imperceptibly, all pervasively in the space, and only highly, highly disciplined minded rishis who are of tremendous tapas, because tapashakti, are able to extract those words, get those words revealed to them. That's why rishis are said to be mantra drashtaraha, the receivers of mantras. Receivers of mantras consisting of words are rishis. So here, Veda Shastram, which is in the form of words, and the words being the attributes of Akasha, as Akasha is all pervasive, Veda Shastram in the form of words also imperceptibly remains in the form of pranavaha, shabda. Pranavaha means all sounds put together is pranavaha. Therefore, Veda Shastram is said to be sarvagatam. Another meaning. And this all revealing, all illumining Veda Shastram, all pervasive Veda Shastram, nityam yajne pratishthitam. It remains established, rooted in all the places of rituals. In all the places where Panchamaha Yajnas are followed, where life of Karma Yoga is lived. So without knowing any mantra, without knowing any meaning, without knowing the Veda Shastra, without knowing anything also, in India you can see, if you go to Agraharams, in the places you can see, morning when they get up, early morning when they get up, first thing they sprinkle water, outside they put rangoli, rice flour. There starts Bhuta Yajna. They don't know the mantras. But Brahma Yajna is lived. I mean, the Panchamaha Yajnas are followed. So people live a life of Panchamaha Yajnas. And they feed crows. And they feed poor people. They feed some special days we feed Brahmanas. So feeding is always happening in Indian houses. That is actually Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna. And we see that is a Sadi Shastram, the Nitya Puja will be there, Deva Yajna. And of course, Amavasya, Tarpana, Shraddhadi Karma, they do Pitru Yajna, they do worship. Ancestral worship they do perform. And these pious people, they're friendly, helpful, supportive. And whatever possible, they do some help also. So this is how the living a clean life of dharma and being conscious of not causing any hurt or pain to other beings. And when people live a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, even if they do not know mantras or karmakanda, anything about Veda Shastram, still Veda Shastram remains rooted in places where people live a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, where people live a life of Karma Yoga. That's what it is said. Always Veda Shastram remains established, rooted in the places of, in place, this, where people live a life of Karma Yoga, which we understood this much. We have to move on to the next verse, today's class. This is how there's an interconnection. There's an interconnection. The life is interdependent. The life is interconnected. Therefore, every human, individual human being has the responsibility of living one's life consciously, thoughtfully, in conformity with dharma, in order not to disturb the universal natural moral law and order, in order to contribute for the ecological balance. Otherwise, what will happen? What will be the consequence? That is discussed in the next verse. Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayatihayah aghayurindriya ramo mogham parthasajivati evam pravartitam chakram nanuvartayatihayah aghayurindriya ramah mogham parthasajivati. When I taught you when we did Nitya Gita Gyanayagaha, we did learn to chant correctly. And I did tell you, if when you are chanting, if you do not want to break a sentence, then you have to see that the sandhi is followed. If you want to can't hold the breath, then better break it and then see that the sandhi is the proper break. You break the sandhi properly and then you read correctly. So, evam pravartitan chakram nanuvartayatihayah aghayurindriya ramo mogham parthasajivati. I have to hold the breath. Otherwise, aghayurindriya ramaha mogham parthasajivati evam pravartitan chakram nanuvartayatihayah aghayurindriya ramaha mogham partha sajivati. So here is a chakram. Chakram evam pravartate. This is how there is a movement of the cosmic cycle. The movement of cosmic cycle happens in this manner. Or we can say cyclic process, cyclic movement of the cosmos happens in this manner. In which manner? We understood already. Annat bhavanti bhutani, parjanyat anna sambhavaha, yajnyat parjanyaha bhavati, yajnyaha karma samudbhavaha, karma brahma udbhavam, brahma akshara samudbhavam. These are the center connection. Evam pravartitam chakram yaha na anuvartayati. Yaha na anuvartayati. The person who does not follow, you see, anuvartayati is a verb which means carries out. The person who does not carry out. Anuvartayati means follows up, carries out. Yeah, the meanings, different meanings are there. So, yaha na anuvartayati, yaha na anuvartayati, the person does not carry out. In this manner, the cosmic cycle, cyclic movement of the cosmos happen in this manner. Who does not follow this? Who does not carry out? That person, what does it mean here? The person who does not live a life of Panchamaha Yajnas is the person becomes only enjoyer of everything available in this world, given by Bhagavan, given by Mother Nature. One enjoys everything. Because survival, one survival in this world means enjoying everything. Right from even inhalation of oxygen onwards. One enjoys everything. ఎవరు అఘాయుహు, ది పర్సన్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫర్ హిస్ సర్వైవల్, ఎంజాయ్స్ ప్లషెస్, ఎంజాయ్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, బట్ హీ డస్ నాట్ లివ్ ఎఫ్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్, మీన్స్ హీ బికమ్స్ అ నాన్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటివ్ కన్స్యూమర్. అండ్ అ నాన్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటివ్ కన్స్యూమర్ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ క్యారీ అవుట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ విత్ which means who does not live his life in conformity with the order. Such a person is said to be aghayuhu. Aghayuhu. Agham means papam. Ayuhu means span of life. He becomes a person of sinful life. Indriyaramaha. Indriyaramaha means the person who is given to the enjoyment of enjoyment of pleasures, was given to the life of satisfying his own sense organs. Indriya Ramaha. Such a person lives his life saha mogham jivati. Mogham means vain. Saha mogham jivati. Hey Partha, Arjuna, he lives his life in vain. You cannot say strong words than like this. Bhagavan's words are very strong, very powerful words. Saha mogham jivati. That person lives in vain means that that person's life is not a meaningful life. That person's life, there cannot be a successful life. Why? Either a person should be able to attain jnanam, attain moksha. Okay, not ready for it. At least a person should make all possible efforts to, one must be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. For that the person is not eligible. The person cannot sit and listen, cannot understand, and cannot focus. Is not inclined for the Shastra study. Why? Because there is no Viveka Vairagyam. Why Viveka Vairagyam is not there? Still emotional maturity is not there. Maturity is not there. What does it mean? Mind is not steady. Mind is still very restless. Restless mind. Why restless mind? Because mind is, you know, disturbed by impurities. A lot of uncontrollable, the turbulent thoughts rise. So the mind is restless and there are also impurities. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha. The simple people with all these problems are there. Desire, strong desires, likes and dislikes, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety. These are all very natural emotions. And all these are there. Then there's no, my mind is very immature, unsteady mind. Therefore, What should the person do? There's no choice. The person has to choicelessly live a life of karma yoga. A person with all these problems, a person does not live a life of karma yoga. There's no way of becoming mentally steady and pure. Therefore, life becomes nothing can, mental preparedness also is not accomplished in this life. Where's the question of attaining anything else? And not only that, if a person does not live a life of karma yoga, and definitely he will be living a life of adharma. And choicelessly living a life of adharma, the person will be accumulating pavam. The gross-minded person, instead of becoming subtle-minded, will become much grosser and the grossest-minded person. As a result of which, the person even will lose this precious opportunity of being born again as a human being also. This is how the life itself will become a sheer waste. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Saha Mogham Jivati. Hey Partha, Saha Mogham Jivati. That person lives his life in vain. Why? He is given to the life of enjoyment of pleasures simply for satisfying his sense organs. Indriya Ramaha. Therefore, his whole life becomes a sinful life. The entire span of life becomes lived, accumulating papams. Therefore, Aghayuhu is a person of sinful life. Who? The person who does not carry out in keeping with the cyclic movement of the cosmos or the cosmic cycle. Evam pravartitam chakram yahana anuvartayati. That person, life becomes waste. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So we'll see the Bhashyam part of it. Shankar Bhagavatpada says, Evam Ishwarena Veda Yajna Purvakam Jagat Jagat Chakram Pravartitam. Evam Pravartitam Chakram. Ishwarena Pravartitam Chakram. Veda Yajna Purvakam Pravartitam Jagat Chakram. So this cosmic cycle, or you can say the cyclic movement of the cosmos, maintained in this manner. Evam pravartitam means what? Which has been being kept in this manner. From beginninglessly, endlessly, which has been being kept in this manner. Should not be disturbed. So which has been being kept in this manner means the cyclic movement of the cosmos, which has been maintained in this manner, means it said Ishwarena Veda Yajna Purvakam. By Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, who is in the form of universal order, has been maintained. Therefore, Veda Yajna Purvakam. The Veda Shastra, Bhagavan, by the knowledge of how one should live one's life in conformity with Dharma without disturbing the order. That knowledge has been given by Bhagavan himself in the form of Veda Shastram. Thereby, how one can live a worshipful life. So with this is how it has been maintained. So the cyclic process, cyclic movement of the cosmos has been being maintained, has been kept moving, going. The Bhagavan himself, having given the knowledge in the form of the Veda Shastram. So that's why Pujya Swamiji used to say before, like when we go to any shop, IKEA, when we buy anything, and whichever part we buy, along with the product, we are also given the manual. So you can use that manual as a guide to assemble that product and to maintain, to make use of that product. Anything we buy from the shop, we get to manage along with it. In the same way, when Bhagavan created this universe also, and all other creatures when Bhagavan created, Bhagavan did not need to give that guidebook, because they're all completely under Bhagavan's control. All other creatures live by their natural instincts. They have no free will. Because other creatures are not given the free will, Bhagavan did not need to give them the guidebook also. Whereas when human beings came into existence, Bhagavan has to be very conscious that Bhagavan consciously gave this Vedic wisdom also. Why? A human being is blessed with the free will, and there's a possibility of a human being abusing his will. Why possibly? Definitely human being will abuse the will. Therefore, he must be given the guidance how he should live, his human being should live his life. That his life must be such a way that no way he disturbs the ecological balance, no way he disturbs the universal order. That is why Vedashastram has been given. Vedic wisdom has been given. The Ishwarene Vedayagya Purvakam. There is a cyclic movement of this cosmos. Vedic wisdom has been given already. How one should live a life, worshipful life. A living one's worshipful life implies living one's life without disturbing the order. And living one's life without disturbing the order, it means one has to live one's life consciously in conformity with the universal values. Otherwise, the person does not live such a life, then helplessly he'll be disturbing the order. He'll be abusing his will, disturbing the order. His actions will be against his knowledge of right and wrong. Then his life will be a life of sins. Papa Purnam Jivitam. Papaihi Purnam Jivitam. His life will be filled with only papams. Such a person's life becomes waste. He lives his life in vain. Saha Mogham Jivati. Therefore, evam Ishwarena Veda Yajna Purvakam Jagat Chakram Pravartitam Yahana Anuvartayati Ihaloke. In this word, Yaha Karmani Adhikritaha. Karmani Adhikritaha San. Remaining as the person who requires to live a life of karma yoga. So here, karmani adhikritaha san. Yaha karmani adhikritaha san means the person who needs to live a life of karma yoga because of his lack of maturity, because of his lack of viveka vairagyam. Because of lack of preparedness, the person who needs to live a life of karma yoga. Such a person is karmani adhikritaha. So karmani adhikritaha san. But when a person does not follow the life of karma yoga, then aghayuhu, he becomes a person of sinful life. Ayuhu is span of life. The entire span of life becomes lived only with sins. So aghayuhu. So agham means papam. Ayuhu jivanam. Ayuhu means jivanam, life. Agam means pavam. So agam, ayuhu, jivanam, yasya. Saha aghayuhu. So aghayuhu is equal to papa jivanaha. Papa jivanaha iti yavat. Actual meaning is what? Papa jivanaha. The person, as I said already, the person of sinful life. How one can escape from being a person of sinful life? Only by living a life of panchamahayajnas. But he is saha indriyaramaha. So indriyaramaha, if a person does not live a life of karma yoga, does not live a life of panchamahayajnas, definitely he will be indriyaramaha. Indriyaramaha. So indriyesha aramate, the person who simply rejoices in satisfying his sense organs, is given to the enjoyment of sense pleasures. For him, ultimate goal itself becomes what? No purushartha nischayaha. He cannot even have purushartha nischaya. There is no inclination for moksha, no inclination for jnanam, no interest, no shraddha in taking care of one's mental preparedness. There's no knowledge of the value of dharma. Because the goal itself is only kama. Enjoyment of pleasures is the ultimate goal. In pursuit of artha is for the enjoyment of pleasures. And such a person who pursues artha only for the sake of enjoyment of pleasures. He needs money for enjoying pleasures. Therefore, pleasures he is so much driven to enjoyment of pleasures alone. For that sake, he needs artha. Therefore, he will do anything to go against dharma. Also, to earn for the enjoyment of pleasures. That is why he is aghayuhu indriyaramaha. Such a person, mogham jivati. Saha mogham jivati means what? The person lives his entire life in vain. So, even though the cosmic cycle has been there, always, beginninglessly it has been there, and always with the knowledge of, always with knowledge of Vedashastram. That's why the life, the human life must be lived only with the guidance of Vedashastram. I say only the guidance of Vedashastram means what? One must be a Vaidika. People may ask these questions, oh, what about people who are not exposed to Vedashastram, who were not born in India, who do not know anything about Vedashastram? For such things, people are conscious of being ethical. Even people who are non-Vaidikas, who are people born outside of India, who do not know anything about Vedashastram also, the evolved people definitely are conscious of ethical life. Some may be religious, may not be religious. So, non-religiously people are ethical, or religiously people are ethical. Unethically, some people may be religious, but still, without Vedashastram, there's no way of understanding Purushartha. Therefore, the moksha will not be very clear. The moksha concept will not be very clear. Therefore, the value of knowledge also will not be very clear. That is why becoming spiritual is not possible without Vedashastra. So, with the Purushartha Nishchaya, with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, alone a person becomes spiritual. And as a spiritual person, a choicelessly a person, when he lives life of panchamahayajnas, he is religious as well as ethical. A person who lives the life of karma yoga, a person who lives the life of panchamahayajnas, is definitely ethically, religiously, spiritual. In fact, without being spiritual, there's no way of being ethical and religious also. That is how here Bhagavan says, if the goal itself will not be very clear, the life becomes lived in vain. He lives his life in vain. We move on to the next verse, next sentence. So Indriyaramaha, Bhagavan explains, now Shankara Bhagavatpada explains next word, Indriyaramaha. Indriyaihi Aramaha. Aramaha, masculine word, noun. Aramanam, neuter noun. Akrida is a feminine word, but a different root, different noun. But meaning is the same. Akrida, rejoicing, delighting, enjoying. Aramaha, Aramanam, Akrida, Vishayeshu. Vishayeshu means sense objects. So, remaining engrossed in the enjoyment of objects for pleasures. So, Indriyaramaha, yes, yes. So, Indriyaramaha. The person who is was given to the enjoyment of objects for pleasures is Indriyaramaha. So Mogham means Vritha. See, Vritha means vain. It's also indicable word Vritha. Mogham, Vritha. He Partha Sahajivati. Arjuna, that person lives his life in vain. Now, nothing new here. You learnt already everything, all the words. Tasmat Agnena Adhikritena Kartavyameva Karma Iti Prakranartha. Now, what is the meaning? What is actually the teaching in this? What is the teaching here? Tasmat, therefore, Adhikritena Agnena. Agnaha means ignorant person. Kartavyam, Karma Kartavyam, Karma Kartavyam Eva. Action must be performed means. Life of karma yoga must be lived. One should live a life of panchamahayajnas. There's no choice. By whom? It should be lived. Life of karma yoga must be lived. Life of panchamahayajnas should be followed by a person who needs to do karma as an ignorant person for mental preparation. So, agyena adhikritena kartavyameva karma iti prakaranarthaha. Prakaranarthaha means what? This is the essential teaching. This is the essential instruction of this verse. So, we can say the many verses here when Bhagavan repeatedly emphasized the importance of the discipline of karma yoga. So finally, agnena adhikritena karma kartavyameva. Choicelessly, one should live a life of karma yoga. It's a passive voice. One should live a life of karma yoga. This is the essential instruction, important instruction of this portion. Okay. Prak Atma Jnana Nishtha Yogyata Praptehe. Atma Jnana Nishtha Yogyata Praptehe. Praptehe means for attaining the eligibility, qualification for the steadfast vision of the truth. Atma Jnanam, knowledge of the truth. Atma Jnana Nishtha means ascertained, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the truth, the Atma. One needs to be eligible. ஆத்மக்யா நிஷ்டா யோக்யதா பிராப்தேஹி ஃபார் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஃபார் தி அசட்டன் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ட்ரூத் தி ஆத்மா. கர்மயோக அனுஷ்டானம் தாதர்த்தியேன, கர்மயோக அனுஷ்டானம் கர்த்தவ்யம் ஏவ. One has to follow this discipline of Karma Yoga. One should follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. Who? The person who needs to go through this discipline. Adhikritena. Anatmajnena. See, the person who is ignorant of the Atma and who is not yet ready for, qualified for the attainment of Jnanam, and who needs to follow this discipline, by him choicelessly this discipline must be the discipline of Karma Yoga should be followed. For what? For the attainment of eligibility, for the attainment of qualification. Qualification for what? Qualification for the attainment of the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self. ஆத்மனஹா ஜானம் ஆத்ம ஜானம், ஆத்ம ஜானஸ்ய நிஷ்டா ஆத்ம ஜான நிஷ்டா, ஆத்ம ஜான நிஷ்டாயாக யோக்யதா யோக்யதாயாக பிராப்தி. ஸோ ஆத்ம ஜான நிஷ்டா யோக்யதா பிராப்தேஹி தாதர்த்தியேன, ஃபார் தட் பர்பஸ் கர்மயோக அனுஷ்டானம் அதிகிருத்தேன அனாத்மக்யேன கர்த்தவ்யம் ஏவ. இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஃபாலோட் இட்டி ஏதது. திஸ் இஸ் வாட் பகவான், திஸ் வாட் ஹாஸ் பீன் ஆல்ரெடி இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் பை பகவான் இன் தி தேர்ட் தி ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ். ந கர்மணாமநாரம்பாத், தட் வாஸ் யூ ரிமெம்பர் தட் வாஸ் இஸ் இத்யத ஆரப்ய ஷரீர யாத்ரா அபி ச தே ந ப்ரசித்யேத் அகர்மணஹ. ஷரீர யாத்ரா அபி ச தே ந ப்ரசித்யேத் அகர்மணஹ. சோ ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ், விச் இஸ் தி ஃபோர்த், இஸ் தி ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ் ஹியர். நகர்மணாம் அனாரம்பாத். The fourth verse, beginning with that word, Nakarmanam Anarambhat onwards, Ityataha Arabhya, Sharira Yatra Apichate Na Prasiddhet Akarmanaha. Even maintaining one's body is not possible for a person of inaction. Which is said in the, this is the verse number 8 of the third chapter, the same chapter. So fourth verse onwards, up to this eighth verse, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. In all these verses, Bhagavan instructs one important fact that anatmajnena adhikritena atmajnana nishta yogyata praptehe tadarthena karma yoga anushtanam kartavyam eva. This is the teaching. Ityarabhya. Ityevam antena pratipadya. Having taught again, yajnyarthat karmanaha anyatra. Ityadina. Again, from the ninth verse, beginning from the ninth verse, yajnyarthat karmanaha anyatra. Now up to the 16th verse, Mogham Saha Mogham Jivati, until this previous 16th verse. So 9th verse onwards up to the 16th verse. So 5th to the 4th to the 8th, again 9th to the 16th, in all these verses, Ityevam Antena Api Granthena Prasangikam Adhikritasya. பிராசங்கிக்கம் அதிகிருத்தஸ்ய அநாத்மவிதா கர்ம அனுஷ்ட அஷ்டானே பகு காரணம் உக்தம். மெனி பகு காரணம் உக்த மீன்ஸ் மெனி ரீசன்ஸ் வேர் பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி பிரசன்டட் பை பகவான். வாய் லைஃப் ஆஃப் கர்ம யோகா ஷுட் பி லிவ்ட், வாய் லைஃப் ஆஃப் பஞ்சமஹா யஜ்ஞா ஷுட் பி ஃபாலோட். Thus, Bhagavan, many reasons were given for a person who is ignorant of the self and who needs to do karma for preparing his mind for jnanam. And tad akaranecha, in not doing what has been instructed by Bhagavan, tad akarane means tasya akarane. In not following, in following Bhagavan's instruction, in not doing what should be done, dosha sankirtanam cha kritam. And also the defect, the consequence of not following Bhagavan's instruction also very well explained. Sankirtanam, I mean, or very well explained. Very well explained how it will contribute for the unpleasant consequence. So, dosha sankirtanam api kritam. Prag, atma jnana nishtha yogyata praptehe tadarthyena karma yoga anushthanam அதிகிருத்தேன ஆத்மஜேன அனாத்மஜேன கர்த்தவியமேவ. அனாத்மஜேன அதிகிருத்தேன கர்மயோக அனுஷ்டானம் கர்த்தவியம் ஏவ இதி ஏதத் நகர்மணாம் அனாரம்பாத் இத்யதஹ ஆரப்ய இத்யத ஆரப்ய. Beginning from this fourth verse, the sentence karmanam nakarmanam anarambhat onwards, sharira yatra apicha te na prasiddhet akarmanaha iti evam antena. Up to the eighth verse, ending with this sentence, sharira yatra apicha na prasiddhet akarmanaha, up to that, pratipadya, having taught, taught that the discipline of karma yoga should be followed by an ignorant person who is ignorant of the self and who requires to do, who requires to follow this karma yoga for his preparation for the purpose of the attainment of the qualification required for the ascertainment of the self-knowledge. Having revealed this, pratipadya, having given this instruction, then further, yajñārthāt karmanaha anyatra ityādina. Again, beginning from that next sentence, yajñārthāt karmanon yatra, just ninth verse. So first Bhagavan said it person who requires the mental preparation of ātmajñāna niṣṭhā should choicelessly live a life of karma yoga. That instruction was given already up to this eighth verse. Then again, why one should live a life of karma yoga? The reason, different reasons are also were given from the verse number 9th to the 16th. Ityadina mogham partha sajivati ityevam antena. From the 9th verse onwards up to the 16th verse, which we have seen recent, just now, in all these verses, 9th to the 16th, in all these verses, granthena prasangikam, the context, prasangikam is contextual, adhikritasya anatma vidaha karma anushtane bahu karanam uktam. The multifold reason was also given. An importance of following discipline of karma yoga for negligent person who requires to follow this discipline for mental preparation. And his instruction also is, this instruction is contextual instruction. And not only the many different reasons were given why a person should follow the life of Karma Yoga, tad akaranecha dosha sankirtanam kritam. In not following the discipline of Karma Yoga, in not living life of Panchamahayagyas, the consequences of not following Bhagavan's instruction, the Shastra's instruction, also was made very clear. The consequence of not following this teaching also was made very clear. Tad akaranecha dosha sankirtanam kritam. Evam sthite. Evam sthite. Kim evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam. So evam sthite. Evam sthite kim? Evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam. So when the instruction is given like this, the teaching is given like this, this is what the teaching is. Evam sthite kim? Then what? What should one do? Evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam. The cyclic movement of the cosmos must be maintained without being disturbed. Sarvena anuvartaniyam. Sarvena anuvartaniyam means it must be, the instruction must be strictly followed by everyone. What has been taught should be carried out by everyone choicelessly. In order to maintain this cyclic movement of the cosmos. So, evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam. When this anir verb is used, it's a choicelessness. It should be followed. There's no question of asking, should I do it or not? Is it possible to do any other way? No. This must be followed. Sarvena, by every individual human being, this way of life must be strictly followed as instructed by the Shastram in order to maintain this cyclic movement of the cosmos. So that ecological balance can be maintained, sustained. Ahosvit purvokta karma yoga anushthana upaya prapyam. Purvokta karma yoga anushthana upaya prapyam. Anatma vidaha jnana yogena eva nishtam atmavidbhihi sankhyaihi anushteyam apraptena eva. It's a long sentence, but make it break and explain to you. Iti evam artham arjunasya prashnam asankhya swayameva va shastrarthasya viveka pratipatyartham. Now Bhagavan, presenting a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, he is going to explain. Shankara Bhagavatpada. Before we go to the actual quote, let me tell you what he says. First, he made it very clear. So having given all this now, now you understood very well from the fifth mantra, fifth verse to the eighth mantra what was given, the ninth to the 16th what was given. He discussed the discipline of Karma Yoga, first the first verses, the fifth to the eighth he discussed the topic of Karma Yoga, where he said that that should be followed. And later on, he discussed the reasons why one should follow Karma Yoga, how Karma Yoga can be lived, and also the consequence of not following Karma Yoga also Bhagavan mentioned. And having given all that, those instructions, evam sthite, so what should be done is, kim, so what now, next, what is next if the question comes, evam pravartitam chakram sarvena anuvartaniyam. Therefore, again, the emphasis is what now? One should live a life of Karma Yoga. One should live a life of Pancha Mahayajnas. So that, in order not to disturb the cyclic movement of the cosmos. Then, ahosvithu. Purvokta Karma Yoga Anushthana Upaya Prapyam. So Ahosvit. So Sarvena Anuvartaneyam. Then no choice there. So Ahosvit. The compulsion is again supported, expressed by these expressions, ahosvita. Of course, it's understood very well. Karma Yoga should be followed by whom? Only by an ignorant person. Ignorant person also who is not ready for the attainment of jnanam. So who needs to, so adhikrita is who needs to follow choicelessly this lifestyle. So, purvokta karma yoga anushthana upaya prapyam. See, this is upaya. The means of attaining the eligibility. Upaya means, The means of attaining the eligibility for one's entry into the jnana yoga. Karma yoga is three. Is the means. So Karma Yoga is the upayaha. The Karma Yoga is the upaya, the means of attainment, means of preparation for entering into the discipline of Jnana Yoga. In the second sentence we see, Purvokta Karma Yoga Anushthana Upaya Prapyam Anatma Vidaha Jnana Yogena Eva Nishtham Atma Vidbihi Sankhyehi Anushteyam Apraptena Eva Iti Evam Artham Arjunasya Prashnam Ashankya. So, understanding Arjuna's question, Bhagavan himself tells that Sankhyehi Anushteyam Jnana Yoga Nishtham Eva Atma Vidbihi. So, Atma Vidbihi Sankhyehi Anushteyam Nishtha is Jnana Yoga Nishtha. So, Jnana Yoga Nishtha, the discipline of Jnana Yoga, is that which should be followed by people who already have knowledge of the self. And who are of adequate Viveka Vairagyam, sannyasis. Sankhyehi anat, sankhyehi atma vidbihi anushteya nishta jnana yoga nishta. Jnana Yoga is the discipline which should be followed by whom? Shankaracharya is very strict. Sankhyehi Anushteya, Sankhyehi Anushteya Nishta. Jnana Yoga is the discipline which should be followed by renunciates. The renunciates means who don't take only people who wear sanya, saffron robes. The Jnana Yoga is the Nishta which should be followed by people who are endowed with the qualification of total dispassion as a result of discriminative understanding. People who have this Viveka Vairagyam, they are the sannyasis, sankhyas. Whether people have taken the life of sannyasa, already I might explain this to you before, either Vidisha sannyasis or Vidvat sannyasis, or people who go through sannyasa mentally, the people who are endowed with the mental disposition of sannyasis. Sankhyehi, and also Atma Vidbihi, who have the understanding of the Atma, but still they were to ascertain the vision. So Atma Vidbihi Sankhyehi, by such people, the discipline which we followed is Jnana Yoga. And for that, for Anatma Vidaha, whereas for people who are ignorant of the self, for them, and is Karma Yoga, which is the means of preparing their minds for their entry into Jnana Yoga, the Karma Yoga has been prescribed. Again, repetition of the teaching. Don't feel tired of my repetition. Why these two disciplines? Here, Ahosvite, Purvokta Karma Yoga Anushtana Upaya Prapyam Anatma Vidaha. The Karma Yoga, which is prescribed as a prerequisite discipline for Jnana Yoga, which is prescribed for the ignorant people. Whereas Jnana Yoga is the Nishta discipline prescribed for Sankhyaha for Atma Vidaha. Atma Vidbihi Sankhyehi. So people who know the self, who are knowledge of the self, and who are renunciates, who are endowed with Viveka Vairagyam, for them this Jnana Yoga Nishta. Iti evam artham, this is what this teaching, Arjunasya Prashnam Ashankya, Swayameva Vashastra Arthasya Viveka Pratipatyartham. For the purpose of clarifying, clear teaching of the Shastra's instruction, Bhagavan Gita Shastre Pratipadayishatam Avishkurvan Aha Bhagavan. So Bhagavan said this, taught this. This is the basic vision of the Shastram. Bhagavan wanted to teach here. And also to clarify Arjuna's doubt, to answer Arjuna's question. And in between, he presents a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Etam vaitam atmanam viditva nivrutta mrtya jnanaha santaha. Etam vaitam atmanam viditva. So what is the meaning of this sentence from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad? And why does Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada quote this mantra in this context? I'll explain this. But let us understand the meaning first. Etam vaitam atmanam viditva. Having understood this atma, nivrutta mrityajna, nivrutta mityajnanaha. People who have turned the attention away from the false knowledge, നിവൃത്ത മിത്യാജ്ഞാനാഹ, നിവൃത്താഹ മിത്യാജ്ഞാനാത് യേ നിവൃത്ത മിത്യാജ്ഞാനാഹ, പീപ്പിൾ ഹു ഹാവ് ടേൺഡ് അറ്റൻഷൻ അവേ ഫ്രം ദിസ് ഫാൾസ് നോളജ്. So santaha means remaining as the ones who turned attention away from the false knowledge, which means what? Having discovered the real self. Atmanam viditam evatetam atmanam viditva, having discovered the real nature, real self, and having turned attention away from the false knowledge, ബ്രാഹ്മണാഹ ദ വൈസ് പീപ്പിൾ മിഥ്യാജ്ഞാനവദ്ഭിഹ അവശ്യം കർത്തവ്യേഭ്യഃ മിഥ്യാജ്ഞാനവദ്ഭിഹ അവശ്യം കർത്തവ്യേഭ്യഃ പുത്രേഷണാദിഭ്യഃ വ്യുത്ഥായ. ആൻഡ് ദീസ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹാവിംഗ് ഗിവൻ അപ് Vithaya means having renounced all the, having freed themselves from the activities pertaining to, or having given up, freed themselves from the activities performed for fulfillment of desire for progeny, etc. And which activities which should be performed by ignorant people. So, mityajnanavadbihi avashyam kartavyam. So, mityajnanavan means ignorant person. Mityajnanavadbihi avashyam kartavyam means the activities which should be definitely, choicelessly performed by ignorant people. For what? For fulfillment of desires, desire for progeny, etc. So putra eshana adibhyaha. So what he says is mityavad jnanavad bihi avashyam kartavyam. By ignorant people, the activities should be definitely performed. For what? For fulfillment of the desires. Desires for progeny, etc. Whereas these brahmanaha, the wise people who have recognized the real nature of the self, thereby who turn attention away from this false knowledge, who are no more ignorant, such people, having freed themselves from the activities performed for the fulfillment of desire for progeny, etc., ഭിക്ഷാചര്യം ശരീരസ്ഥിതി മാത്ര പ്രയുക്തം ചരന്തി. ഭിക്ഷാചര്യം ചരന്തി മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? ദ ലിവ് ദ ലൈവ്സ്, ലിവ് ഓൺ ആംസ് സിംപ്ലി ഫോർ മെയിൻറ്റെയിനിങ് ദി ബോഡി. ശരീരസ്ഥിതി മാത്ര പ്രയുക്തം ഭിക്ഷാചര്യം ചരന്തി. ദ ഗോൺ ആസ്ക് ഫോർ ഫുഡ്, they eat, they do not ask for anything else, they just ask for food, for surviving in this world, for only for maintaining this body, nothing else they ask for. So sharira sthiti matra prayuktam bhikshacharyam charanti, they live on alms, they wander just begging for food, for only for maintaining the body, but they're free from all activities which need to be fulfilled, which we performed only for fulfilling the desire for progeny, etc. But those activities should be performed by mityajnanavadbihi, performed by people who are ignorant. Mityajnanavantaha means people who are of wrong knowledge of the self, people who are of erroneous perception of the self are mityajnanavantaha, people who are ignorant of the self. Whereas mitya Nivritta Mityagyanaha are the people who are no more ignorant of the self, because now they have the clear understanding of the self. That's why Tam Yetam Atmanam Viditva Nivritta Mityagyanaha Santaha Brahmanaha. What does it mean? The Brahmana, the wise people who are no more ignorant, who have become wise now. Such people, having given up all the activities also, which should be performed by ignorant people. They given up the activities for fulfillment of desires, such as progeny, etc., which should be performed by ignorant people. They just simply live on alms, only for maintaining the body. Na tesham atmajnana nishtha vyatirekena. Tesham atmajnana nishtha vyatirekena anyat karyam asti. Very nice. Tesham anyat karyam nasti. They do not have anything to be done by them. There's nothing which should be done by them other than atmajnana nishtha. All that they want to do is, all that they want to have is the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Atma. So, atmajnana nishtha alone they need. All that, what they need to do is, they need the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self which they already have. Other than that, atmajnana nishtha vyatirekena, other than the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self, anyat karyam nasti, there's nothing which should be done by them. They do not have anything else to be done other than the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self. Therefore, they live on alms. They take food only for maintaining the body. Which means they've given up all the activities which should be performed for the fulfillment of desire for progeny, etc. But those activities which should be choicelessly performed by ignorant people. But it should be performed with the proper attitude in conformity with dharma. I mean, they should live a life of karma yoga. So anatmajnaha mityagyanavantaha should live life of karma yoga. And mityagyana, nivritta mityagyanaha brahmanaha atmanam ye vidittavantaha, they should follow the discipline of jnana yoga, which means they should be renunciates. Iti evam shutyartham ya Gita shastre pratipadayishatam avishkurvan. Sorry, pratipipadayishatam, not pratipadayishatam. When P is missing, please make a note. Pratipipadayishatam avishkurvan Bhagavan, aha Bhagavan. This is the actual vision of the Upanishad. Shutyattam, this meaning of this Shruti statement. Pratipipadayishatam. Shutyattam. The content of the statement, which is revealed by this statement, in order to reveal the same teaching in Bhagavad Gita, so the content of this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad statement, in order to teach this, instruct this, Bhagavan said in the Bhagavad Gita. What Bhagavan say is we're going to see in the next sentence. Next verse comes. So before that we read so much. Only same thing has been repeated. Nothing has been said. Karma Yoga should be followed by ignorant people to prepare their minds. And mental preparation is required for a person to be eligible to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. And Jnana Yoga is a discipline which should be followed by people who have the knowledge of the self, who are no more ignorant, and who are highly dispassionate, they are renunciates. So these two different disciplines prescribed for people of two different mental disposition. So people who have the disposition, who are capable of dwelling upon the nature of the self, who have the contemplative disposition, for them Jnana Yoga. People who do not have such contemplative disposition, for them Karma Yoga. So having the contemplative disposition means distraction-free attention. And the distraction-free attention is possible only if a person has Vairagyam. Vairagyam is possible only if a person has Viveka. Viveka is possible only if a person is intelligent, intellectually sharp. And intellectual sharpness is possible only if a person lives a life of Dharma. Therefore, one has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. Therefore, these are the two disciplines are prescribed by the Shastram for people of two different mental dispositions. That's made very clear. And the same teaching, but to support this idea, to convey that this is what is the same teaching given in the Upanishads also, Bhagavan Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and which also says the same thing. But he used different terms. The words used in the Upanishad are different. So, mithya jnanavantaha. Mithya jnanavantaha means people who are of wrong knowledge of the self. People who are of erroneous perception of the self. Which means people who are ignorant of the self. So, mithya jnanavantaha are people who are ignorant of the self. Nivritta mityajnanaha are the people who have knowledge of the self, who are no more ignorant of the self. So mityajnanavadbihi avashyam kartavyam. Kartavyam means all the activities which are performed for fulfilling the desires for progeny, etc., should be done by ignorant people. Means ignorant people should go through the life of karma, go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. Whereas, nivritta mityajnanaha, santaha, brahmanaha, atmanam viditva nivritta mityajnanaha. So having understood the self, thereby people who are no more ignorant, such brahmanaha, the wise people in the sense, people, mature individuals with the knowledge, and having given up all the activities which should be done by ignorant people, as knowledgeable people, having given up the activities which should be done by ignorant people, and they live as renunciates, when they live on alms. Even Bhikshacharyam also is only for Sharira Sthiti Matram, only for maintaining the body. Only for the survival of the body they ask for food. So they live on alms. They live as renunciates. And for such people, what is there in life? Anyat Karyam Nasti. Highly dispassionate sannyasi person, there's nothing which should be done. There's nothing for that person to be done. Karyam anyat, karyam kimapi nasti. Anyat karyam nasti. then what is there then? Atmajnana nishtha vyatirekena, other than the ascertainment of the knowledge of the self, there's nothing is there for such people which should be done. There's nothing which should be done is there. Nothing should be done other than that. And only for such people, the Jnana Yoga Nishtha has been prescribed. Therefore, if a person has to enter into this Jnana Yoga Nishtha, and for that, mental preparedness is very important, the qualification. For that mental preparedness required for that Jnana Nishtha, entering into the Jnana Nishtha, one has, again, people should go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. This is what Bhagavan intends to teach. Bhagavan intended to teach. Therefore, Bhagavan has been teaching until now what he has been teaching, and the same thing is going to clarify this further. So we'll see next class. Any question here? I'll text you here. Sometimes the long compounds, long sentences, and you find it difficult. That's why I broke and explained. Still, you may find it little difficult sometimes. Don't worry. Everything will become much clearer gradually. I'm not repeating. A lot of repetition is there because Bhagavad Pada himself, the commentary itself is not very repetitive. That's why if a person is not prepared, we lose interest. It's very easy to feel tired. Very easy to feel bored. Very, very easy. The Puja Swamiji used to really crack jokes and make the class lively and all that. But here I'm very conscious of making you see every word here correctly. That's why some will be very dragging. But this is also very important. That's again, you don't need to go back and see what is there. Very thorough study. Very, very thorough. Repetition. Too much. Lot of repetition. That is the style of the teacher, teaching. That's when Vedanta Shastra Parukti Doshaha Nasti. The entropy, the error of repetition is not there in Vedanta Shastra. In other Shastram, there will be definitely error of repetition. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.